From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Vladimir Putin canceled a planned visit to Paris, according to the Kremlin Tuesday. It comes after French President Francois Hollande accused Syrian troops of committing a war crime in Aleppo with Russia's support. The president has decided to cancel his visit, according to a Kremlin spokesman. He referred to the long-planned trip to Paris set for October 19th. Meanwhile, French President Francois Hollande said he was ready at any time to meet with President Putin. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Hollande on Tuesday emphasized why Syria needed to be the focus on any talks with Russia.
Le dialogue est nécessaire avec la Turquie.
He said he believes dialogue with Russia must be firm and open. He said he is ready to meet with Putin at any time if it would further peace in Syria and make the bombings there stop. On Monday, the French foreign minister said Russia could face war crimes over its bombing campaign in Syria's northern city of Aleppo. Russia has repeatedly denied attacking civilians in Syria, saying it targets terrorist groups in support of President Bashar al-Assad's government. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, Amnesty International Tuesday welcomed Jordan's move to allow aid deliveries to thousands of Syrians trapped in its desert border, but called for a long-term solution to the crisis. More than 70,000 Syrians are trapped in hellish conditions, according to the rights group. Samsung Tuesday announced a total halt to the production of its troubled Galaxy Note 7 smartphone and cited safety concerns over the device exploding. Meanwhile, a massive oil glut could weigh on world markets deep into next year unless OPEC makes good on its promise to cut output, according to the International Energy Agency Tuesday. This is VOA News. Israeli authorities have barred Palestinians from entering the country from the occupied West Bank or the Gaza Strip ahead of the Jewish Yom Kippur holiday that begins on Tuesday evening, according to the army. Israeli security forces are on especially high alert after a Palestinian gun attack in Jerusalem Sunday that killed two people. The World Health Organization said Tuesday it would send 1 million cholera vaccine doses to Haiti. It has seen cases of the disease surge since it was ravaged by Hurricane Matthew last week. The WHO cholera expert Dominique Legros told reporters in Geneva there had already been a sharp increase in cases in the south of the country, with 148 cases detected and 53 in the south department. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization said Tuesday it confirmed 11 cases of cholera in Yemen's capital of Sana'a, come after the UN announced an outbreak of the disease last week. So far, there are 17 suspected cholera cases and 11 that have been confirmed. Pakistan's government has imposed a travel ban on a leading journalist after he sparked an uproar by reporting that civilians officials had clashed with the military over its covert support for militants. Cyril Almeida is an assistant editor at The Dawn. He announced early Tuesday that he had been placed on the exit control list. The South African finance minister, Pravin Gordhan, will be prosecuted for fraud over alleged misconduct when he was head of the South African Revenue Service, according to official Tuesday. It is a move set to shake the country's fragile economy. The Ethiopian Prime Minister, Haile Mariam Desalegn, said Tuesday that his government wants to reform an electoral system that has excluded many and prompted months of bloody protest. He says, we have 49% of voices who are not represented in the parliament, even though they have voted for the opposition because of the electoral system. Driverless vehicles carrying passengers took to Britain streets for the first time Tuesday. It's a landmark trial which could pave the way for their introduction across the country. The compact two-seater cars trundled on pedestrian streets at the speeds of around 5 miles per hour in an area north of London. The company, Transport Systems Catapult, plans to roll out about 40 vehicles in the future. A jailed scholar defending China's mostly Muslim Uyghur minority was awarding a leading honor for human rights Tuesday. It's a swift move condemned by Beijing. Ilham Toti won the award. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.